When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome in our Royals insider, Josh Vern. I know you're fired up, man. And then to add to it, we get the great Vinny news confirmation today. How you feeling?
I'm doing terrific, and kudos to the social media department at the Royals. What a wonderful way to reveal that.
So cool.
That was pretty badass, honestly. And I mean, obviously we started to get a sense of this, Vern, certainly after he was celebrating on Friday, but maybe a few days before that. JJ told us earlier, 10 days ago, they thought that this was a realistic timeline that he could be back for the wild card series. Vinny said he was pushing for it even earlier. Do you see any risk in doing it? He said there's a small risk of re-injury, or at least that was the implication he made by saying there's a risk in doing it. But do you see any risks in just letting Vinny go out there?
Well, other than the risk he acknowledges, no. Again, the team has an investment in Vinny Pasquantino, right? Flipping an 11th round pick into one of the most clutch hitters in all of Major League Baseball. They have a reason to care about his long-term viability.
Sure.
Yet to hit free agency, has a reason to worry about his long-term viability. So if both parties are willing to throw that caution out the window, well, I'm certainly not going to step into this one today with any sort of trepidation. I'm stepping in saying, hey, Vinny, I'm expecting you to be the Vinny Pasquantino that you were for the first 5 months of the season. Maybe that's unfair, but this is October. It's not the time for reasonable expectations.
And what does that do? I mean, we saw it with the order already. I guess it already moves Michael Massey, essentially allows him to have him in the leadoff spot. Just looking at the lineup on paper, a quick glance, it just automatically looks better because the name Pasquantino is etched in.
And we have the past month of baseball as proof of how bad this offense is without Vinny Pasquantino. Statistically, the worst in Major League Baseball. And really, if it wasn't for Bobby Witt Jr., it would be like a historically bad offense. If you remove Bobby Witt Jr. from this lineup and take everyone else since Vinny went down, they're hitting 191, striking out more than a quarter of the time. So when you bring back a guy that strikes out less than almost anyone not named Jose Ramirez, it makes a big impact. And, boy, we've talked so much about this team's struggles with runners in scoring position without Vinny Pasquantino. Man, getting him back for a game like this, for a push like this where you're always facing the best pitchers, you know, we talked about it the past few weeks. To me, October always comes down to how many good pitchers do you have and how many hitters that hit good pitching do you have? Well, you got one back today in Vinny Pasquantino. One of my favorite statistics to showcase his ability is hitting with runners in scoring position and two outs. Right, that's the most clutch situation that there is. They're bringing in their big reliever. The guy on the hill is going to dial it in. Big spot, two outs and a man in scoring position. The most pressurized at-bats against really good pitching. Well, Vinny was in that spot this season more than 50 times. The only people in Major League Baseball with that many opportunities and a higher OPS than Vin, Jose Ramirez, Corey Seager, Juan Soto, and Shohei Ohtani. That's it. You're getting that guy back in game one to face Corbin Burns, and boy, do you need him in the worst way.
When I look at what this, what the lineup looks like, right, against Corbin Burns, who was the AL pitcher of the month during September because he dominated. But, Vern, I mean, I think the advantage the Royals have in starting pitching is greater than that, than the advantage the Orioles have in the lineup. Because that's the only advantage the Orioles have, too. Let's not kid ourselves and say the advantage is in the Orioles' bullpen. It straight up isn't. As a matter of fact, based on the way the Royals' bullpen is recently pitching, they have the advantage there as well. It's not even a wash.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with the bullpen, yes. I agree Baltimore has the better offense, yes. I agree that the Royals have the better rotation, yes. But today it's a push, right, pitching-wise. At least in my opinion, Corbin Burns, Cole Reagans. Now, statistically this season, Cole Reagans has been one of the five best pitchers in baseball, while Corbin Burns has been one of the 15 best. So, okay, it's a slight advantage to Kansas City today, I guess, on the mound, but it's still a big advantage offensively towards Baltimore. Like, meaning, Baltimore's going to have the clear offensive advantage in every single game. I think the Royals have the pitching advantage clearly tomorrow, certainly in game three, and today, man, it's a coin flip. It's two studs squaring off. So I understand your point that it is a game, a series in which Royals fans should have their chest sticking out, and I think that's reflected in the odds, right? Royals are plus 150. That's the longest odds I could find. Plus 150 to win the series, plus 130 to win the game. So, even the wise guys are giving the Royals a really good chance.
One thing that we had got some text on earlier in the week, and I'm sure you get it on postgame all the time throughout the season, is now that we're in the postseason, how is Q going to manage? Everybody, I think, because he was in Tampa and he was the bench coach there and he was behind Kevin Cash, people look and say, okay, is he going to mismanage the rotation or bullpen and leave someone in? I think it's a bit unfair, but do you question, I guess, that Matt Quatrero has learned maybe even from what happened in his time in Tampa?
I don't know, right? I mean, it's game one. It's the first time he's been the skipper in a game like this. We'll see when the bullets are flying. You know, it's easy to do it in the regular season. It's easy to be the bench coach, but when it's your name, when you have to make the final decision of do we give Cole Reagans a third battle with Gunnar Henderson, or do we turn it over to Chris Bubich here in the seventh inning, or do we turn it over to Lucas Urseg right now in the seventh inning? I have faith in Matt Quatrero. I think he's done a terrific job this season. I'm anxious to watch him utilize this bench, but let's, you know, I'm not getting anything confused, and I don't think he is either, listening to him yesterday. They know Cole Reagans, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, those are the guys that have led them here. I would be very surprised if let me put it this way, if Cole Reagans looks as good as Blake Snell did back in that World Series, Cole Reagans is staying in that game, because this Royals bullpen, for as good as they've been in September, they're not as deep and not as proven as that Tampa bullpen was. Keep in mind, that's the World Series. So that bullpen already checked a lot of boxes, and nobody in this bullpen has even checked a playoff box, if we're being serious, right? Urseg, Bubich, Lynch, Long, all None of them have pitched in a postseason game. So I'm riding with Lugo. I'm riding today with Reagans.
Vern, outside of the six or seven guys we know the answer would be for, Reagans, Lugo, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, who's a player that wouldn't surprise you, was a big contributor in a playoff run if the Royals were to make one?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Might surprise others, but wouldn't, you know, like, would be your dark horse to do it, you know?
Sure. I have a tough time saying Michael Massey's a dark horse when he's your leadoff hitter, but obviously a lefty bat's got to come up big in this series in Baltimore. You know, Massey and Melendez jump out. I don't think those guys are dark horses. To me, Michael Garcia would be a dark horse. He's a guy that I think will benefit from seeing those statistics erased from a very disappointing 2024. Freddie Fermin, Angel Zerpa, guys that, to me, carry themselves as if they want the moment. That's no slight to Massey and Melendez. They both have come through with some big bombs this year in big moments. But Michael, Freddie, Angel Zerpa, to me, guys that are overlooked, that I think when the pressure's at its highest, they'll feel very comfortable.
Are you going to go run a mile? Are you going to go smoke a few cigs? You going to down a couple beers? I can imagine you're just pacing around, Vern. I know how amped up you are for 2 o'clock.
All three of those things at the same time. It's a mess over here.
A classic Tuesday, you know?
Yes.
All right, Vern. Appreciate it, man. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.